For the second straight year, some of the best Division III lacrosse talent has come to Maryland to face off. Lynchburg, Cabrini, Cortland, Nazareth, Dickinson, and Stevenson all meet for the midseason classic of lacrosse. Now, live from Mustang Stadium in Owings Mills, Maryland, this is the Green Turtle Classic on the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Well, the Green Turtle Mustang Classic is not a tournament format, but if it were, this might be your de facto championship game. Welcome in to Mustang Stadium. Glenn Clark with you. It's the Green Turtle Mustang Classic with SFMSports.net. And the number 10 Cabrini Cavaliers getting set to take on the Nazareth Golden Flyers. Both teams winners on Saturday in their first of two games they'll play in this event. This, the second of three games on the day here in the Green Turtle Mustang Classic. The Cavaliers 4-3 on the season. They picked up a win over Haverford to start the season off on February 21st, beating them 16-5. Then they fell to number 6 Lynchburg 10-9. Close game on the road. Lynchburg also part of this event this weekend. They then won back-to-back games over Hampton, Sydney, and Dickinson on the road before falling to RIT at the Carrier Dome, 12-11. Again, another very good team that they lost to close. Their third loss, also a very close loss to another good team against Salisbury, 13-7 on March 18th. But here last night, Cabrini surprising a lot of people by picking up an 8-6 win over Stevenson in the Classic. Nazareth, 4-2 on the season. Here's how they've gotten to this point. They opened up the season with an 11-10 win over Springfield. Then they fell to Hamilton 10-9 before beating St. Lawrence 8-7, losing 5-4 to Oneonta, then a 9-5 victory over Clarkson, and a big win yesterday over Dickinson 13-11 as they get set today to face off with Cabrini. Let's take a look at our tale of the tape for today's game. We are just moments away from face-off here at Mustang Stadium. This season, Cabrini averaging 11.2 goals per game. Nazareth just 8.2 goals per game. Opponents for Cabrini scoring 8.4 goals per game, while Nazareth opponents are scoring 7.4 goals per game. Shots very even, 38.2 per game for Cabrini. For the Golden Flyers, 37.8 per game. Ground balls, 30 per game for the Cavaliers. The Flyers, 25.2. Big faceoff advantage for the Golden Flyers coming into this one, as they've taken 69.2% of their faceoffs to just 53% for the Cabrini Cavaliers. Turnovers very even. The man-up department has been a problem for the Cavaliers this season, as they have converted on just 8.3% of their man-up opportunities, whereas 28.6% of the time the Golden Flyers have come away with a goal in a man-up chance this season. That is your tale of the tape for today's game. Let's start by taking a look at the starting lineups for these two teams. Again, both coming off of victories yesterday to get them to this place, and we will start with your de facto road team. That would be the Nazareth Golden Flyers, and for the Golden Flyers, everything begins up top as this duo of Luke Wooters and Troy Hafel, a pair of juniors, they have combined this season for 20 goals, 19 assists, a total of 39 points. They were outstanding yesterday in the win over Dickinson. They'll be joined up top by number 30, Will Fallow, the senior from Mohegan Lake, New York. In the midfield, Drew Simino, who was again excellent at the faceoff yesterday, 81 of 119 for 68% on the season. Also in the midfield, Luke Longo and Brian DeFelice. In the back end, A.J. Small, Vincent Perillo, Jerry Chastain, and in goal for the Flyers is Michael Cucchetti, the 5'10 sophomore from Farmington, New York. In five games, he's allowed 38 goals, a 7.8 goals against average. For Cabrini, up top, number one, Joey Dolfo, as well as Ethan Heisman and Damon Sobieski. In the midfield, Mike Lydon alongside Tyler Johnston and Cole Campbell. And in the back end, it's Joey Hoy, Patrick Nolan, and Brian Kittredge. Tyler Morrell gets the start in goal. And we are about ready to get set for great D3 lacrosse action. Glenn Clark with you for the Green Turtle Mustang Classic with SFMSports.net. Glad you are along with us. Hope you're enjoying your Sunday afternoon wherever you are. We have certainly enjoyed being a part of this event. It has been tremendous. kudos to Stevenson for putting it on each and every year and expecting perhaps to even see it grow in the future. Ball still on the ground, being fought for. Cabrini, as that ball was underneath. See, this is one of those interesting situations that'll play out where the ball was actually underneath Dan Hobson. He didn't realize it. He thought he was guiding it over to the sideline. Instead, it ends up going out off of him, and the Golden Flyers will operate with it to start the game. And we saw a very quick up-tempo attack from the Golden Flyers yesterday against Dickinson. Would not be surprised at all to see that again. Golden Flyers coached by Rob Randall. He is in his 15th season, as is Cabrini head coach Steve Colfer. Golden Flyers in the gold tops, not surprisingly, with some purple numerals, white shorts, and white helmets. They'll be moving from right to left on your internet dial. Cabrini, of course, in the white tops, blue helmets, blue numerals, and blue shorts. When they have the ball, they will move from left to right. Dan O'Brien with the hard run. He lets that one fly, and a nice save made by Tyler Morrell, his first save of the game, the first shot that he faced, an opportunity here for Cabrini to clear it. So Dan O'Brien, as we see it, we've seen him do a bit. Certainly saw him do it a couple of times yesterday. He comes off the bench, and he goes right towards the cage. He scored twice in the win over Dickinson yesterday. Tried to get on the board for the first time today, but just unable to sneak that one through. Cabrini does indeed get the clear, moving ahead. Tyler Johnston working with it. Goal line extended. He's going to send it behind the cage. Damian Sobieski. Sobieski's going to wrap around to goal line extended on the far side. Miss Cabrini goes to work here. 13:20 to play in the first quarter. Game number two of our triple header today in the Green Turtle Mustang Classic with SFMSports.net. Still to come a little bit later on tonight, the host Stevenson Mustangs will take on Cortland. Maybe not tonight. That's more like 5:15 for that one. 5:45, I guess. So technically, that's coming up tonight. I digress. On the run here, and a good wraparound and a shot opportunity there off of Sobieski's stick. It's going to go out, but backed up by the Cavaliers. Ethan Heisman was there, and he will trigger that one back in. And they're going to bring it back up top, and they will reset their attack. Jake Donahoe getting in very early on in this one. Senior from Street, Maryland, by way of North Hartford. Imagine there's certainly a lot of friends and family here to represent Jake, number 43 for the Cavaliers. Sobieski again comes around the cage. He brings it back up top. It comes all the way back out. And Joey Dolfo will slide it back over to the other side to Donahoe. Right now, trying to figure out where they have space to operate. One shot so far for the Cavaliers. Nothing doing on it. And now showing patience once again, Tyler Johnston. As this possession is nearing 2 minutes and getting a warning right now are the Cavaliers. Hey, got to go towards the goal. Johnston tries to shovel it into the middle of the field. That ball will be knocked down and taken away. Good defense there by Vincent Perillo to win that ball. And smartly done, giving it to Cucchetti, the goalie, to help with the clear. And so we will come the other way. One possession for both teams. Neither team able to convert. And we are still scoreless with 11:35 to play here in the first quarter. Golden Flyers set up once again on the attack. Hunter Burdick working with it, well away from the cage at the moment. Nazareth will make their changes, get the unit on that they want to operate with. Burdick fakes the flip to Kyle Fanning before giving it to the 6'2 senior from Buchanan, New York. Fanning working from the near edge of the box. Now the corner of the box, and they'll make another change. And on the run, and we see this from Nazareth all the time, Cameron Fry this time, the freshman was headed towards the cage. He instead decides to pull up, gives it back behind the cage. Troy Hafel will bring it all the way back out to Fanning. Fanning and Cameron Fry tossing it around before Fanning's going to make the run, working to his left on that dodge. He comes around to Hafel. Hafel now to Paul Walter, and will come all the way back out up top. Patient approach from Nazareth here on the second possession. Nick Arnold, the 6'1 sophomore, he's moving to his left. Nothing going for the Flyers in the middle of the field. A very strong defense for Cabrini. And now they will cycle back out. Luke Wooters, big scorer. He gets it into the middle, and that one will be buried for our first goal of today's game by Will Fallow. His first goal, seventh on the season for the senior from Mohegan Lake. And we've got a 1-0 Nazareth lead. And as you see here on the replay, a really nice job done on the drive by Luke Wooters. Draws some attention. Will Fallow sneaks into the roughly right outside the crease from behind the cage to field that pass. And by the time he got it, he had no problem putting it home. And we do indeed have a 1-0 game. Fallow's ninth point on the season for Luke Wooters, and this is what makes this duo so special. It's not just that they're great scorers. They are great at just about everything offensively. Wooters gets his first assist of the game, his 10th assist of the season to go along with 12 goals. He now has 22 points on the year. Nazareth wins another faceoff, and they are operating once again on the attack more than 5 minutes into the first quarter, leading 1-0. This time it's Hunter Burdick running the point at the moment for the Golden Flyers as they make some switches. They try to use their substitutions to get someone going towards the cage, someone who comes in from a dead run from the midfield. We see the strategy a lot in college lacrosse, the midfielders for Cabrini that switch with them almost line up as if it was a relay race. Flag is down, so we'll have a man-up situation coming here for Nazareth momentarily. They have the chance now to wait patiently, try to get the shot that they want, knowing that they're going to have the man up to follow. And it's Troy Hafel who's operating behind the cage. Two-man game behind the cage. And he tries to come around. That's good, strong defense by Mike Crowley behind. Hafel tries to dodge back into his right. Nothing doing, so he's got to bring it back out up top. And again, it is back in the stick of Luke Wooters. Wooters made it happen on the first goal of the day for Nazareth, finding Will Fallow now on the run and getting a good look and burying that is Dan O'Brien. What a weekend Dan O'Brien is having for the Golden Flyers. He gets his first goal of the day, third goal of the event, fourth goal of the season, and it is now a 2-0 game. And you saw here, hard run by O'Brien. Goes right over the left shoulder of Tyler Morrill, making it 2-0 with 8:40 to play. They'll pick up the flag. Will remain even strength. Nazareth dictating pace early on in this matchup against the number 10 team in the country, the Cabrini Cavaliers. And we'll go back to the faceoff X. And this really, Drew Simoneau, he is so good at that X and wins another faceoff. Nazareth once again able to set up their attack. Cabrini not getting a whole lot of chances so far in this one as we're approaching the midway point of the first quarter. This time working with it for the Golden Flyers. As we see some new, fresh faces on the field for them. And that shouldn't surprise anyone, as both of these teams, of course, played just yesterday. Luke Longo running the offense this time. These both of these teams playing their second game in as many days. Cabrini played later last night. You have a wind-up opportunity here, and that's going to be another goal. They love that. They love the player coming in off the substitution. This time it was Nick Arnold. He takes the feed. He delivers a bouncing shot. He beats Tyler Morrell. And it is now a 3-0 game in favor of the Golden Flyers, and Cabrini needs a timeout. For Nick Arnold, as we watch on the replay, just a windup and rip. Looks like it might have gone off of Morrell's foot and into the back of the net. But they have run that time and time again. Just get someone with a head full of steam coming off the midfield line. Sling the ball over to him and let him use that momentum to carry towards the cage and unleash a shot attempt. Nick Arnold's third goal of the season. Visit the Owings Mills Green Turtle just 10 minutes away from Mustang Stadium during this weekend's Green Turtle Mustang Classic. Show your ticket to the server and get $5 off your purchase of $25 or more. The Owings Mills Green Turtle is located at 2 Restaurant Drive South. The Green Turtle combines comfort food, a casual atmosphere, and a sports bar there where families, friends, and fans of all ages feel at home. And as I was saying during yesterday's game, I encourage you when you get over there to try that raspberry turkey flatbread. It is delicious. Get it with some sweet potato fries and then dip the sweet potato fries in that raspberry sauce they give you for the turkey flatbread. And then tell your old friend Glenn Clark that you said thank you for that recommendation. 3-0 game. Nazareth ahead of Cabrini. And it has started at the faceoff X, where Drew Simoneau has been dominant so far in this one. And Cabrini back to the drawing board after that timeout, not wanting to let this one get away from him. Steve Colfer, smart to call the timeout. Cabrini, not really a team that wants to play a shootout style of lacrosse. They'd rather keep these scores kind of in check. They have scored goals, reaching double digits 3 times so far in 7 games. It's going to be a possession off the turnover for the Cavaliers. It feels like it's been a while since they've had the chance. And they will look to clear, and indeed they will do that, and they will set up once again offensively. Mike Lydon carrying it over for Cabrini, and he's going to give it back as they get the personnel on the field that they want right now. Ethan Heisman, he'll pick it up. And he shovels it over to Sebastian Kerslake. Kerslake brings it back up top to Sobieski, and Sobieski to his left. That's Mike Lydon, the 6'1 senior. Big goal scorer. Both he and Damian Sobieski lead the way with 14 goals, although Lydon has a team-high 19 points. Supposed to make that 24 points, as he also has 10 assists. This one comes all the way back around to Kerslake. And now operating from up top, Heisman sends it over to Lydon. Running sort of a wheel play right now are the Cavaliers. Sobieski, double team, didn't have it. It comes back to him from nearly an impossible angle. And Michael Cucchitti, really solid goalie, allowing less than 8 goals per game this season for Nazareth, isn't going to be fooled by that. If you shoot from goal line extended, he's going to make that type of save. And the Golden Flyers will come away with the clear. So Cabrini still unable to get on the board. So now we have about 6:15 to play here in quarter number one. And Nazareth goes back to work, leading 3-0. 4 shots so far for the Flyers. Goals on this one, not even from their primary goal scorers. Heifel and Wooters have been quiet. Instead, the goals from Fallow, Arnold, and O'Brien. Nazareth will reset here, make a couple of changes. Working with the ball well away from the goal is Heifel, and he's going to bring it back up top where Nick Arnold will slide it over. And they will once again think about what it is that they want to do with this possession. Seeing some different players on the field for Nazareth today. Again, not surprising considering they just played yesterday. A great move. Gets Wooters in by the crease, but unfortunately he was actually in the crease. The shame for Tyler Morrell is that it wipes away what was a tremendous save. What isn't a shame is that it's Cabrini ball, as Wooters dodged right in towards the crease, had his foot in, unleashed a point-blank shot that Morrell was not going to be fooled by. Unfortunately for the Cavaliers, they're unable to clear it, and it goes right back off the whistle to the Golden Flyers. And Nazareth sets up again. Luke Longo, boy, didn't expect him to pull the rip on that shot, but he had the space to operate with, and as it turns out, he made it count for his first goal of the day, and it is now a 4-0 game. Actually, Luke Longo, and I apologize, he sent it in to Fallow. It was Fallow who put the goal in off the assist from Luke Longo. Correct myself there. Fallow's second goal today, his 8th goal of the season. He now has 10 points, and Nazareth has a 4-0 lead. Longo had the space to operate with. I don't know how Fallow ended up being so wide open right in front of the cage, but this right now is elementary for the Flyers. This seems to be effortless at the moment. Drew Simoneau back at the faceoff X, and once again, picking up a faceoff victory. Now he's got to hold on to the ball for the Flyers, and smartly he will send it backwards. And their goalie, Michael Cicchetti, is going to be the one to bring it back up towards midfield. A little bit of a low pass there, but fielded very well in a tough situation. By the way, for Luke Longo, that's his second assist of the season. Still looking for his first goal as Nazareth sets up one more time. Offensively, Matt McDermott into the game for the Golden Flyers. 6 foot senior, number 29 from Cortland Manor, New York. Doesn't see anything he likes there, so he sends it back out to Heifel. And Heifel's going to give it over to number 13. Dan O'Brien scored earlier in this game for the Golden Flyers. Two men back there. He tried spinning one way and going the other from behind the cage. It eventually comes back to O'Brien, goal line extended, and he will give it to Fallow, working well behind the cage, moving to his right. Thought for a second he was trying to find an angle for a shot, but it would not have been a great angle, and you're leading 4-0 already. No reason to force the issue. Fallow now moves to his left. Just slid right past his man, thought about a shot, but it would have been with his off hand coming from a difficult angle. Trying to use the official on the field for a screen right now is Will Fallow. He comes back in, working to his right, does not see anything worth taking, and gives it back to McDermott. McDermott to the other side of the field. Don't know exactly what it was that Dan O'Brien was trying to do there. I guess he was trying to get it back across the field to Fallow. Looked like maybe he was going to take the shot. He didn't want to pull the trigger, so he tried to send it over to the other side of the field. Send it a little bit too rapidly to try to connect with Fallow, and because of it, that's a turnover. Cabrini now trying to get the clear. They were unable to do this on their last attempt. And that ball once again on the ground. A tremendous ride. Boy, relentless is Nazareth as they come away once again with the turnover, preventing Cabrini from clearing. They have been outstanding in that department thus far, and Nazareth takes over possession once more. Leading 4-0 and not giving Cabrini any opportunities to do anything with the ball. On that last play, and still on the field, you really got to credit number 41, Jason Partridge, the freshman midfielder. And just as soon as I'm ready to give him credit, here we go again. 5-0 Nazareth. Jason Partridge getting the opportunity. It's Hunter Burdick in on that goal. Hunter Burdick, the 5'9 sophomore, number 41. And here we see just a pretty wraparound and a finish from Luke Wooters for his first goal of the day. 13 goals now on the season for Wooters. And I got to correct myself. I was giving Partridge credit for Hunter Burdick's operation there. It was Burdick, number 41, who really put Nazareth in the position to get their fifth goal. Drew Simoneau finally does not come up with a faceoff that time. And on the flip side, this has just been the story of the day for Cabrini. Every time it's appeared as though they had something going, Eric Stryker thought he could make a pass there across field and just too much on it. And in a 5-0 game, Cabrini right now looks absolutely lost. And we will set up once again on the other side of the field. Nazareth on the attack. And everything is cooking for the Golden Flyers so far in this game. Will Fallow will bring it all the way back out towards midfield. Now they make their substitutions once again. Cameron Fry will give it to Nick Arnold and back to Fry. Very near midfield. Nazareth working from well away from the cage right now. On the run is Kyle Fanning. He gives it over, and dodging right before shooting left was Nick Arnold. And the shot never threatened Tyler Morrill. 1:17 to play in the first quarter. Nazareth will reset the attack. Kyle Fanning now. Moving to his right, drifting a bit. He's being defended by Stryker. He'll send it back across the field to Arnold. Nick Arnold now. The edge of the midfield circle. discussing with his teammates and maybe looking for a cue from the coaching staff about when to go. You would assume at this point Nazareth, with the 5-0 lead and only 50 seconds to play in the first quarter, they will not be in much of a rush to do anything, probably holding on for the final shot of the quarter. Now going to work. First to the left, now back to the right. In the middle of the field was Kyle Fanning. Didn't like what he saw, so he brought it back out. Cameron Fry now operating. Under 30 seconds to play. Fry drives in. Two men meet him. He splits the double. He goes towards the cage. Shot saved, but backed up, held onto by the Golden Flyers. Under 20 seconds to play now. Wooters moving towards the right. All the way around to the other side of the field. We'll see if he pulls a shot. He does. Somehow finds an angle. I do not know how. Luke Wooters with his second goal of the day. Going low and to the backside of Tyler Morrill. It's a 6-0 game with 10 seconds to play in the first quarter. Tremendous individual effort from Wooters. Just gaining speed. Shot just to the right of Morrill, who was facing him. That might be a little bit of a soft one for Morrill. He'd probably want that one back if he had the opportunity to do it again. But Wooters, with the time winding down in the first quarter, decides to go on the run, and he gets his second goal of the day, 14th of the season. 6-0 lead for Nazareth. So we'll get one more faceoff in here before the end of the quarter. No, if we even get a face-off victory here before the quarter runs out. Indeed, the ball is still very much on the ground and technically scooped up by Cabrini, but not with any time to do anything. What a first quarter for the Nazareth Golden Flyers. They lead the number 10 team in the country, Cabrini, 6-0. This is the Green Turtle Classic with SFMSports.net.
With all of you. Follow us on Twitter
at Go Mustang Sports.
So good to see you. Got me dancing right out of my shoes. Don't need a reason. All I really need is you. Just for the fun of it. Delicious, crisp taste of it. Just for the love of it. Just for the feel of it. Just for the taste of it. Diet Coke, just wanna catch ya. It's electric when you hit my lips. Feels so good to hold ya. It's the no calories that makes me feel like this. Just for the fun of it. Just for the thrill of it. Just for the love of it. Just for the taste of it. Diet Coke.
This is the Green Turtle Classic, powered by SFMSports.net.
And we are back here at Mustang Stadium. Nazareth couldn't have asked for a better start to this game. 6-0 lead after the first 15 minutes. Glenn Clark with you from Mustang Stadium. 10 shots for the Golden Flyers in the first quarter. Just 2 for the number 10 Cabrini Cavaliers. 7 ground balls for Nazareth. Just 3 for Cabrini. 5 of 7 for Drew Simino on the faceoffs. He was tremendous for Nazareth in quarter number 1. But a bailout there for Anthony Deneno, and that's going to be a face-off victory and very nearly a turnover for Cabrini, but they will finally get to operate again on the attack here to start quarter number 2. Looking back over the numbers again in the first quarter, Nazareth a perfect 4 of 4 on the clears, Cabrini just 2 of 4. 2 saves for Cabrini's Tyler Morrill. 1 save for Michael Cicchetti, who didn't face much, obviously. 5 turnovers for the Cavaliers, just 2 for the Golden Flyers. Scoring Luke Wooters, 2 goals. Will Fallow with a couple as well. Nick Arnold, Dan O'Brien, each scored goals in the first quarter. See a very, very hopeful shot, sort of ripped. Good rip, if nothing else, on that look there from Evan Alvord, but nothing really on it. It was well too high of the cage to threaten Michael Cicchetti. Cabrini trying to get on board for the first time today. Sobieski just absolutely intercepted. That was like playing a video game of football where the quarterback throws the ball and all of a sudden it's going the other way. I have no idea in point-blank range how in the world That ball was intercepted. It was A.J. Small who came away with it. It looked like Cabrini was going to get it back, but it goes right back to Nazareth, and just like that, wouldn't you know it, Troy Heifel on the board for the first time today, sending it down to the ground and beating Tyler Morrell. It's 7-0 in favor of the Golden Flyers. Troy Heifel scores his 9th goal of the season. A frenetic back and forth. As we saw, the shot at first saved, but just a clean interception for Heifel. And he goes right in and goes low and makes it a 7-0 lead as Cabrini spots Nazareth a touchdown in this one. Cimino pushes it ahead. Can he track it down? Still fighting for it on the ground. And indeed, Drew Cimino comes away with that one. Another face-off victory today for the Golden Flyers. Hard to ask for much more than what they've gotten so far in this one. It has been darn near perfect through the first 17 minutes of this game. Will Fallow going to work. Right now, if you're Nazareth, it's hard to tell whether or not you want to just sort of slow things down and patiently wait for shots, or because you've really sort of got your foot on the neck of your opponent right now. And Cabrini, you just want to keep pushing and keep piling on to what is already a mammoth lead. Far too much time left in the game for this one to be over by any stretch of the imagination, but Cabrini's got to get involved at some point. They have to have something go right for him. Dan O'Brien operating to his right. Now he comes back out, resets from the edge of the box. Now coming near side, Matt McDermott will bring it around the back of the cage. McDermott wraps around. Thought about a shot and then ultimately pulled the trigger. It was saved, but the ball is still on the ground. Who's going to come up with it? And off a push, it's going to go the way of the Cavaliers. So necessary stop for them, trailing 7-0. They got to try to get things turned around a bit. And this clear has been an issue. They've had a few failed clears today. Don't want to make a bad pass. Don't want to make it easy on Nazareth to stop movement of the ball. Good individual effort on the run by Mike Lydon to get that all the way in. And now Cabrini can go to work offensively. 7-0 game, 11.5 to play in the second quarter. Lydon fakes to his left, comes back around to the right. That's not going to fool Michael Cicchitti. He gets a stick on it. It goes out off the side, backed up by the Cavaliers. They'll hold on to possession. Good job done to get into space by Lydon. Just could not fool Cicchitti with that shot. Now comes all the way back up top to Ethan Heisman. Heisman slides it over to Alvord, and Alvord back around the cage to Lydon. Lydon over to Donahoe, and Donahoe ultimately back to Heisman, and we're tossing the ball around in circles now. And we'll see who operates finally. Crossfield pass from Lydon leads to the shot attempt there. Nothing on it from Alvord, the 6'3 junior from Avondale, PA. Just not a good angle, and it goes out wide, backed up again by Cabrini. Hunter Burdick down right now for Nazareth, still in pain. He's on all fours, and we're going to have a stoppage in play as Burdick will receive some attention. Burdick's been good so far on a couple of runs, working both ways, obviously, for the Golden Flyers in this one. 5'9 sophomore from Hopkinton, Massachusetts, by way of St. John's. He's going to be helped up. 4 goals, 5 assists on the season for Burdick. He's able to leave the field on his own power, gingerly for certain. And we'll see what his status is for the rest of today's game. Cabrini will maintain possession, 10:45 to play in quarter number two, trailing 7-0, as it has been all Nazareth so far in this one. And they will restart here from the near corner of the field. It's Tyler Johnson on the restart. Goal line extended. He's going to get it over to Ethan Heisman, Heisman to Donahoe. They're going to keep tossing the ball around the cage, seeing if they can't find something to work with. Cole Campbell into the game. Working up top. He moves to his right. And then he starts the ball moving back around again. Back to Johnston. Johnston tries to go across the field, but Oliver, by the time he went low to catch it, wasn't going to be able to do anything there. Another good pass. This time Ethan Heisman, and right into the stick of Michael Cacciti. They call him the Cacciti code, and if they don't, they should start. Still a 7-0 game. And brought ahead. Simple clear this time for Nazareth. No stress whatsoever. Not thinking about what they want to do with it here offensively. It'd be Troy Hafel. He's going to go to work. 9:40 to play in quarter number two. 7-0 lead for Nazareth. Switch made. And it's Kyle Fanning who has it. Out near, again, the edge of the midfield circle. Getting some pressure. More ceremonious than anything. Nick Arnold operating. Not appearing to be in any sort of rush right now is Nazareth. No pick set there. And both times, neither time did they set the pick. They're going to make a switch. They love to do this and try to have someone come in with a head full of steam, but Cameron Fry just pulls up and catches the ball instead. And they're going to get the warning. Now will Nazareth go towards the goal, and they will indeed do that. And just like that, Kyle Fanning finds Luke Wooters. 8-0 game in favor of the Golden Flyers. Make it a hat trick for Wooters. 15 goals on the season. And once again, Cabrini head coach Steve Colfer needs a timeout as the Cavaliers have not been able to do much of anything right in this one. We'll take it with them. 8-0 Nazareth. This is the Green Turtle Mustang Classic with SFMSports.net.
Something I discovered in myself is that if I have a goal, I can accomplish it.
It's a well-rounded experience.
At a Division III school, you primarily a student athlete, so the school is really shaped around you developing yourself as a complete individual.
It helps a lot that you have a family with your team that can guide you.
Back to the Green Turtle Classic, live from Owings Mills, Maryland, on the Mustang Sports Network.
And back here at Mustang Stadium, an 8-0 game. Nazareth putting it to number 10, Cabrini, here in the Green Turtle Classic with SFMSports.net. Glenn Clark with you, high above the field on a gorgeous Sunday afternoon. Spring has officially arrived in the Baltimore area, and not without a bit of a hiccup, as we had one more snowstorm in the area this week, and we can still see off in the distance some remnants of that snowstorm in higher elevations, but it's been a great day. It's been a great weekend after we had to push the start of the event back from Friday to Saturday. Two wonderful days of lacrosse. It's been a wonderful day of lacrosse for the Nazareth Golden Flyers. 8 goals unanswered to start this game as we're approaching the midway point of the second quarter. And it's all started with the play of Drew Simoneau at the faceoff X, who has been absolutely dominant. And Anthony Dineno has been fighting him hard. He just hasn't been able to come up with victories on the faceoff. Now they've got to try to junk it up as much as they can to try to win faceoffs, because clean faceoff wins are going to Simoneau. And once again, it'll be Nazareth ball off a faceoff. The Golden Flyers with a chance to add even more to it. That rip taking it all the way in from the other side of the field. Hopeful, nothing more than that. You like it. You like the aggression from Simoneau for sure. He does have a pair of goals on the season, but much too high on that shot. Had the space to work with. Nazareth able to back it up. They maintain possession. Dan O'Brien's got it, drifting to his right. Again, Cabrini played a little bit later than Nazareth yesterday, so not quite as much time to recover. not talking about the difference in 8 hours or anything along those lines, just the difference in a few hours. As Cabrini played in the nightcap against Stevenson, picking up an 8-6 win, whereas Nazareth played in the afternoon, taking out Dickinson 13-11. Nazareth has certainly looked crisper today. Cabrini just has not had many chances, and when they have, they haven't been able to do much to threaten Michael Cicchetti, the goalie for the Golden Flyers. Nazareth back to work. Dan O'Brien up top. Last time they had the ball, they waited to get the warning from the officials to go towards the goal, and they're going to get it again right here. Go towards the goal, the officials say. Matt O'Neill says, all right. They come back out and set things up. Still appear to be in no rush. Do the Golden Flyers now. Going to work on the far side of the field. McDermott didn't like what he saw. Gives over to Will Fallow. Fallow driving back to his right. Working near the edge of the box. Fallow sends a shot in. Saved by Tyler Morrill. Looking for something to build some momentum off of. Struggling to clear once again are the Cavaliers. Getting hassled, but managing to get it over the line and into the offensive side of things. Mike Crowley doing good work there to hold on to the ball for Cabrini. Cabrini operating now with 6.5 minutes to play in quarter number two. Coming up at halftime. Oh, that's a good-looking shot by Mike Lydon. That'll be backed up by Cabrini. They'll hold on to it. Coming up at halftime, we'll go over the highlights and take a look at the stats from the first half of this one. You're a Cabrini fan. I'm not sure there's going to be much of anything in there that you'll like. Risk of turning the ball over again. Near the sideline, what's the call? It's going the way of Nazareth. An opportunity unsettled here. Racing towards the cage and getting another shot off and getting another goal. It happens just that quickly for this Nazareth team. Make it 9-0 now on the day. Luke Longo with the first goal of his sophomore campaign. Unsettled. 6:02 to play. Unreal off the quick restart following the whistle. They just go immediately towards the cage. One pass very smartly for Troy Hafel. His second assist today, his 12th on the season. He now has 21 points on the year. And the rout continues. 9-0 Nazareth. Drew Semino trying to win another faceoff. This one's going to come back. Give Hafel the opportunity to pick it up, and he will indeed do that and hang on to it for the Golden Flyers. And they are relentless right now. In football circles, they'd call this an old-fashioned butt-kicking. That's what Nazareth is doing at the moment. Just every aspect of the game, they are absolutely dominant today. The most impressive performance so far in the Classic. Fanning on the drive for Nazareth. Got goal line extended, didn't see anything, so he held up. Moves to his left, now back to his right, back towards goal line extended. Trying to use his backside to create some space to go towards the goal. None being allowed, so he brings it back out to Nick Arnold. Arnold will ultimately send it back to midfield, and they'll think about it a little bit more. No reason to be in a rush for anything other than just a simple desire to try to put more goals on the board. Under 5 minutes to play here in quarter number two. All Nazareth today. They're trying to make it a double-digit lead before Cabrini ever became a part of this one. Now the stall warnings are coming even quicker as Cameron Fry flips it over. And we see working behind the goal is Luke Wooters. Gets the pick from Nick Arnold. Wooters didn't like what he saw, so he held up. That goal line extended. He gets the middle of the field. He sends a shot towards the goal, and you saw there goalie change as Tyler Morrell is out of the game. It's not even the usual backup. That's Hank Altschuler. Going to draw a call here as Cabrini will go over and touch it up before Nazareth goes on the man up. We got to tell you about the new Cabrini goalie. They have turned now to number 42 in cage, as Tyler Morrill was just not able to get much of anything going today. Jake Reynolds is the freshman, 5'8", from Scituate, Massachusetts. He's into today's contest for the Cavaliers, trying anything right now to try to get a spark.
1 minute cross check.
Cross check call there. Gives a 60-second man-up chance to the Golden Flyers. Like, not like they've needed a man-up today. The way their offense is operated, they probably could have scored goals man down all afternoon. And as dominant as Drew Simoneau has been at the face-off X. Just tossing the ball around right now, trying to figure out if they like something. Ball comes into the more to the middle of the field. An opportunity for a turnover there for Cabrini, but instead scooped up by Fallow. He manages to hold on to it. And smartly, they're going to call a timeout to protect the ball. Will Rob Randall, the head coach for Nazareth. All Nazareth, all the time. This is the Green Turtle Classic with SFMSports.net.
Times are different than they were when GEICO started saving people money over 75 years ago. Everybody takes photos of their food nowadays. You can bet none of us kids would snap pictures of Mom's tuna casserole surprise. To this day, we don't know what the surprise was, nor do we want to. We didn't always have tasty food, but we always had great car insurance with GEICO.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
This is the Green Turtle Classic, powered by SFMSports.net.
Still 29 seconds remaining on the man-up chance here for Nazareth as we come back in here to Mustang Stadium. Glenn Clark with you for the Green Turtle Mustang Classic with SFMSports.net. 9 unanswered goals to start the game for the Golden Flyers against the number 10-ranked Cabrini Cavaliers, making not just a statement today, but really making 3 or 4 statements so far in this one. Jake Reynolds in the cage now, the freshman for the Cabrini Cavaliers, as they hope to do anything to mix things up. And now we look to the other side of the field, and if I'm not mistaken, a change has also been made. And indeed, we see a different goalie in, nope, Cicchetti. Take that back, it is still Cicchetti on the field for the Golden Flyers, 9-0. I was going to say, it seemed awfully early to pull the goalie, but it is Cicchetti. Came in a little bit more deliberate. Still working on the man up right now is Nazareth. That shot, or maybe it was actually supposed to be a pass, as Fallow held up, pulling the trigger on the shot, and a good job done defensively by Brian Kittredge to get the ball on the ground. They'll finish off killing the penalty. So if you're Cabrini, anything you can do right now to try to build a little bit of momentum in this one, you'll take it, but you can't turn the ball right back over. Push there, and so it will stay with the Cavaliers. Alvord slides it over to Donahoe. Donahoe will give it back to Alvord. Working goal line extended far side. It comes all the way back around to Tyler Johnston. Johnston back up top. Leiden slides it over to Johnston. Just not crisp with their passing today have been the Cavaliers. Not crisp with much of anything, truthfully. Johnston now from essentially the top of the key. And over to Donahoe. Donahoe now slides it behind the goal. Working on the run, Cole Campbell. Cole Campbell back over. And it's going to go to the flip side of the field. Oliver back behind the cage. And another turnover for Cabrini. Jerry Chastain takes this one away for Nazareth. Golden Flyers trying to clear again. Less than 2 minutes to play in the first half. Dominant for the Nazareth Golden Flyers. Hafel over to the far side of the field. Now working with it is Fallow. And he's going to give it back to McDermott. Matt McDermott. Edge of the box. 9-0 game with a minute and a half to play. Again, the question becomes, if you're Nazareth, do you just want to try to hold on to this one and take the final shot of the half? Or have you been so good offensively that you need to go towards the cage to keep your momentum up? And right now, Hafel is going to indeed drive in. He sends a shot, and Jake Reynolds makes a nice save low. And that's going to give Cabrini one more chance here in the final minute of the first half to try to get on the board somehow in this game. Again, struggling with the clear. It's shoveled ahead and taken away. Hafel gets the ball. He's being harassed, trying to find some space to operate with. And he will indeed get the ball back into the attacking zone for Nazareth. 40 seconds left in half number one. Another timeout. Presumed this time taken by Rob Randall. 36.2 seconds left here in the first half. An opportunity to talk about what they want to do on this final possession. Here's the last save. Hafel working to his left, going low. And a good job done by Jake Reynolds off the bench to go down and get that one, pop it back up to himself. Unfortunately, another failed clear for the Cavaliers. And here we are, Nazareth, a chance to make it a 10-0 lead in the waning seconds of the first half. And it's hard to analyze anything that we've seen here in the first half, because all you can keep saying is Nazareth's done just about everything right. Cabrini has done just about everything wrong. It's really hard to single out even a Cabrini player that's had a particularly strong afternoon. Brian Kittredge has made a couple of plays, as has Mike Crowley, but for the most part, it has been a mess for Cabrini here in half number one. Again, you don't know what kind of impact fatigue has played after this Cabrini team played just last night, beating Stevenson 8-6. Both these teams played yesterday. It's not as if talking about one team who played last night and another that hasn't played since Wednesday. They're both coming off of fewer than 24 hours of rest before getting back on the field today. One team has responded to it with a lot of adrenaline and had a lot of momentum. The other team has responded by looking particularly lethargic. Back underway. 35 seconds to play. Matt O'Neill working for Nazareth. 5'11 junior from Issaquah, Washington. Not exactly known as a hotbed. It's the state of Washington, not Washington, D.C. Matt McDermott, 15 seconds. He's going to go to work. Gets jammed. Now slides it over to the other side, and that ball knocked away, and that might be enough to kill off the rest of the quarter. Fallow behind the cage, and very briefly, oh, what a good look Matt O'Neill ended up getting on the bouncer. He just couldn't quite put it in, and instead we will go to the half. It is still 9-0 in favor of the Golden Flyers. They are all over Cabrini in this one. Coming up at the half, highlights, stats, and a look ahead at half number two. This is the Green Turtle Classic with SFMSports.net.
This season, never miss a single goal with the Mustang Sports Network.
Taylor Morgan, transfer out of Maryland. Right down the middle, he shoots and scores!
Watch all men's and women's lacrosse home games live at GoMustangSports.com. If you can't be near a computer, listen on your mobile device. Just visit SFMSports.net and tap on Listen Live. After the game, come back for our post-game chats with the coaches and student athletes.
You got Pat Cannon back with Stephen Bennett. They do a lot of the same things.
Pat's just a goal scorer. You know, he makes plays and stuff, and he's able to finish from tough angles and feed, and he's just such a tough guard.
The Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Division III schools offer academic scholarships instead of athletic scholarships. This really puts the focus that the student athlete needs to maintain that GPA.
I did receive a non-athletic scholarship upon entering school.
I got the presidential scholarship, which was huge for me.
I think there's more opportunities for academic scholarships in Division III. A lot of people pick schools just based on the sport and don't get that experience.
Being a Division III athlete and developing my leadership skills has definitely put my name out there and helped me get more recognition on campus, but more recognition nationwide. I did win the Jostens Trophy, which is based on leadership, academics, and then how well you do on the court.
also the Schwartz Scholar of my class. Schwartz Scholarship is basically a scholarship that is given to a student who's identified as a likely leader.
At the end of the day, it won't matter how they play on the field. It will matter how they do in the classroom.
Driving can be frustrating, but aggressive driving will get you nowhere. Speeding or ignoring traffic signals is dangerous and unlawful, resulting in tickets, fines, and points. You can't control traffic, but you can control your driving. So plan an alternate route and allow plenty of time to reach your destination. Drive courteously, because like aggressive driving, courtesy is contagious. And wear your seatbelt. It's the law in Maryland and your best defense against an aggressive driver. This message brought to you by the Maryland Department of Transportation and this station.
The Mustang Sports Network returns to the press box for first half highlights and a breakdown of the stats. This is the Green Turtle Classic, powered by SFMSports.net.
Back here at the half, 9-0 game. Nazareth all over number 10 Cabrini here in the Green Turtle Classic with SFMSports.net. Let's take a look at the highlights. If you're a Cabrini fan, I don't know, maybe check out what's going on in basketball for a little while. Will Fallow, nice assist from Luke Wooters right in front of the goal, gets Nazareth on the board to make it a 1-0 game. The route was on. Dan O'Brien, tremendous individual move going towards the cage unassisted. That made it a 2-0 game. Now, third goal from Nick Arnold. From Kyle Fanning, Arnold comes in from the midfield and just goes right in, head full of steam, drives it low, beats Tyler Morrill, makes it a 3-0 game. Will Fallow's second goal of the day. This one comes from Luke Longo, low, 5-0 on Morrill, 4-0 game. Luke Wooters finally gets on the board, first of three in the first half, couple of fakes, and then buries that one. And then another one from Luke Wooters right at the end of the first quarter. Goes full circle before releasing it. Low on Morrill again. 6-0 game at the end of the first quarter. Troy Hafel says, hey, that's not fair. I want to get in on the action. If everybody's getting goals, I need one too. So off the interception, there he is going low with the hammer shot. 7-0 game. Luke Wooters again, this time Kyle Fanning will find him in the middle of the field, and he releases a low rip, makes it 8-0. And then Luke Longo gets his first of the game from Hafel. Longo low, 9-0 game, and if it's 9-0, it might as well be 900-0, because this has been absolute dominance today from Nazareth in this one, as the Golden Flyers indeed have, and we see right there an opportunity for Matt O'Neill. He just couldn't finish on the final play of the first half. 9-0, all Nazareth right now. We'll come back in and go over the stats. Again, I would avert your eyes if you root for Cabrini. This is the Green Turtle Classic with SFMSports.net.
So good to see you. Count the dance around out of my shoes. Don't need a reason. All I really need is you. Just for the fun of it. Delicious, crisp taste of it. Just for the love of it. Just for the feel of it. Just for the taste of it. Diet Coke, just wanna catch ya. It's electric when you hit my lips. Feels so good to hold ya. It's the no calories that makes me feel like this. Just for the fun of it. Just for the thrill of it. Just for the love of it. Just for the taste of it. Diet Coke.
Stop taking selfies and do something useful with your smartphone.
First, let me take a selfie.
Get the TuneIn app and listen to any SFMSports.net broadcast from anywhere in the world. Yes, even there. The TuneIn app gets you instant access to our live streams and on-demand content. And did I mention it's free? That's right. Download it today at the App Store or on Google Play and take SFMSports.net with you anywhere. But please stop taking me to the bathroom. I'm tired of that.
The Stevenson University Alumni Association has a long-standing tradition of providing many programs that affords the more than 15,000 alumni to stay involved in the college. Through career and internship fairs, alumni happy hours, sporting events and outings, and open houses, the Stevenson University alumni are able to stay connected to the university, students, fellow alumni, and the community. To learn about the SU Alumni Association programs and upcoming events, visit stevenson.edu/alumni.
The Green Turtle Classic continues in minutes. Now, back to the All-Access Halftime Show.
9-0 game. Nazareth leads Cabrini here at the half in the Green Turtle Mustang Classic with SFMSports.net. Let's take a look at the stats from the first half. Because again, it's all trending towards the side of the Golden Flyers. 20-7 advantage in the shot department. 15-5 advantage in the ground ball department. Faceoffs, 8 of 11, won by Drew Simoneau. He has been wonderful for Nazareth and has really made the difference in this one. Turnovers, 10 for the Cavaliers, 3 for the Golden Flyers. No penalties for Nazareth, just 1 for Cabrini. 0-for-1 on the man-up opportunity. Here's how the scoring breaks down for Nazareth. 3 goals for Luke Wooters. He also has an assist. 2 for Will Fallow, 1 for Troy Hafel, who has 2 assists. Luke Longo has a goal and an assist. Nick Arnold, 1 goal. Dan O'Brien, 1 goal as well. And Kyle Fanning, a pair of assists for Nazareth. As far as Cabrini's scoring goes, well, maybe that'll happen in half number 2. 9-0 game. Come back in. We'll set you up for the second half. Because the keys to the game for Cabrini, the first one perhaps will be pray. This is the Green Turtle Classic with SFMSports.net.
Something I discovered to myself is that if I have a goal, I can accomplish it.
It's a well-rounded experience.
At a Division III school, you're primarily a student-athlete, so the school is really shaped around you developing yourself as a complete individual.
It helps a lot that you have a family with your team that can guide you.
Back to the Green Turtle Classic, live from Owings Mills, Maryland, on the Mustang Sports Network.
And we are getting ready to get underway here in half number 2. 9-0 game. Nazareth leads Cabrini here in the Green Turtle Mustang Classic with SFMSports.net. Glenn Clark high atop Mustang Stadium in gorgeous Owings Mills, Maryland, where everything has gone the way of the Golden Flyers here in half number 1. Not much more they could have asked for here in the first half. They were just spectacular in all facets of the game. Whereas the Cabrini Cavaliers, maybe people didn't tell them that there was a schedule change and that they were supposed to be playing another game here on Sunday. I'm not entirely sure, and I don't mean to pile on right now, but it has just not been their day, trailing 9-0 in this one, trying desperately here at the half, and certainly don't envy the position that Steve Colfer's in, where he's got to do something to try to keep their heads in this game, remind them teams have come back from big deficits before. It's not like it's never happened. You still have coaching to do. You still have playing to do. There's still a lot of work to be done in this one. Jake Reynolds will remain in cage, the freshman from Massachusetts. He entered for Tyler Morrill, who just could not get anything going. Not that that's much different than anyone else that's been on the field so far for the Cavaliers. Back to the faceoff X, Drew Simoneau has been so good so far in this one. 7 of 10 and have gone the way. And they get 8 of 11 and have gone the way of the Golden Flyers. And we are underway, or about to be, and now we're underway here in half number 2. And why wouldn't we start it the way that we did most of the first half with Drew Simoneau winning another faceoff? Here's a change, though. A bit of a bad pass. Will Fallow, however, relentless, trying to maintain possession for the Golden Flyers. But that ball appeared as though it's going to be scooped up, and ultimately it's Jake Reynolds, the goalie, who comes out and scoops it up, and so Cabrini will get a chance to clear. That was a bit of an adventure for them as well in half number 1. Just 5-9 on the clears. a little bit more than 50%. They're going to make it 6-10 by getting this one in. So they will set up shop. Maybe an early turnover. Could be something of a spark. Tyler Johnston on the wraparound. He fires that one across the field. They're going to say it was a shot attempt. By law, at least it was. And so it'll be backed up by Cabrini. And stay on this side. Perhaps their strategy in half number two. Just fire shots and hope something good happens. Remember, the strategy was in the first half. Didn't work, so you go back to the drawing board. Cole Campbell picks that one up. And it'll come up to Alvord. Alvord now over goal line extended. Ryan Hannon getting a look. And it's going to come all the way in. And behind the cage now, the Leiden. Sobieski thought about the shot. Now moving to his right. Nothing there. Just nothing cooking right now for Cabrini. But good patience to not just pull the trigger on a bad shot and give the ball right back. They want to make this one count. Trying to wrap was Cole Campbell. It wasn't there. And firing that one in. And finally getting the Cavaliers on the board is Mike Leiden, the 6'1 senior from Havertown, Pennsylvania. First goal of the day, 15th goal of the season, and it is a 9-1 game as Cabrini opens the scoring here in half number two. A tough angle, but a great shot off the stick of Leiden as he beats Cicchetti and gets Cabrini back within eight. Could it be the start of some sort of run? If you're a Cabrini fan, you have to hope. Right now, if you're a Cabrini fan, just glad to see that the Cavaliers are on the board. Drew Simino, another face-off win. He's going in right towards the cage. He wanted to take the shot, but he lost the ball as he wound up. He tries to pick it back up. Instead, he scoops it over to O'Neill. O'Neill has it for Nazareth, and Nazareth will patiently set up their attack. Moving the ball back to the middle of the field. Luke Longo thinking about what he wants to do. He's going to give it to McDermott. Matt McDermott and Luke Longo tossing it right now as Longo works just outside the cage. He's going to move goal line extended, spin back to his right. McDermott will try to use a pick. And indeed, a change will be made. And coming in off the change, not quite the same type of play that they ran in the first half, where they were aggressive off the subs. Instead, this time we see Nazareth going a little bit deeper to the bench. Jacob Gray into the game, freshman, number 12. And now working from behind the cage is Wooters. Wooters thought about a pass, decided to hold on to it. And a great look there, but off the post, Dan O'Brien. That ball's going to come all the way back out to midfield where the long stick tried to get it for Nazareth. Ball still remains on the ground. Up in the air, Leiden trying to win it for Cabrini. He gets it out in front, and he does pick it up cleanly with his left hand. He's got a 2-on-1, but a good job defensively as Leiden had a look. But Jerry Chasteen did not give him the angle, and so he forced him behind the goal, losing the ball before he could fire that shot. It's very unfortunate for Cabrini, and it turns into a turnover. Going the other way, Matt O'Neill for Nazareth. O'Neill will move it back across the middle of the field to Jacob Gray. Jacob Gray, 6'2 freshman from Homer, New York, by way of Homer High School. He's going to switch out. And we're going to see Nick Arnold back on the field for Nazareth. And a patient approach again here. You saw a lot of action in half number one. The first 9 goals of this game scored by Nazareth. Now looking for their first goal of the second half. Arnold faked the shot. Comes back to the middle of the field and it'll end up back in the stick of Nick Arnold, and ultimately Cameron Fry has it up top. Cameron Fry running hard to his right. Gets to about goal line extended before he sends it behind the cage. And this is going to come for a good shot attempt for Kyle Fanning, but a nice save for Jake Reynolds. He has been good since he has entered this game, making a couple of big saves and an opportunity to clear once again here for Cabrini and try to maybe get a little bit closer in this one. 9:55 to play here in quarter number three. Some good moves. And ultimately, indeed, getting the ball into the attacking zone, Patrick Nolan with good work for Cabrini. As they set up offensively. Still plenty of time in this one. 9.5 minutes in quarter number three. A lot can be done. Just trying to chip away right now. Leiden, who scored the first goal, he sends it over to his left. He thought about the shot that time as he got it back. Instead, Tyler Johnson will have it at the top. He'll retreat. Give it to Leiden, and Leiden will continue to work it to the left. And an impossible angle. How in the world did that shot get through? I have no idea. I think there was a fake from James Magnani before he let loose on that one, and that might have bought him the space that he needed to try to sneak it through, but two really difficult angled shots. Magnani into the upper corner makes it a 9-2 game, so back-to-back goal scored now by the Carini Cavaliers for Magnani. It's his seventh goal on the year. And we're back to the X in a 9-2 game. Getting the assist on that one was Nick Voss, the freshman for Cabrini. Ball still on the ground. And it's going to go the way of the Cavaliers. An opportunity unsettled. Good look inside. And another goal just like that. This one from Tyler Johnston. Ninth goal of the season. And that's a little run. Three straight goals from Cabrini to open up the second half. And if you're Rob Randall, you got to hope your team didn't think the game was just over at the half because you were up 9-0. You still have work to do. Cabrini's got the momentum at the moment. Johnston's ninth goal of the season makes it a 9-3 game. 8:49 to play in quarter number three. That was quick off the restart. Just went right in. Mike Leiden with his 11th assist of the year on the goal. He now has 26 points, and just like that, Cabrini gets the ball back on the faceoff, and they're going to get a man-up opportunity to boot. So they'd like to clear, and they'd like to get an offensive chance here, but if they don't, not the end of the world, because they've got the man-up coming. Ball back into the middle of the field. A big chance now for Cabrini to cut the lead nearly in half. It was a 9-0 game at halftime. All of a sudden, it's 9-3, and Cabrini has the possession. Man up right now. A chance to going to go on the man up. Unless they score right here. Evan Alvord gives it to Sobieski. Shot taken by Leiden, and Leiden scores his second goal of the second half. 7:53 to play in the third quarter, and we got a 9-4 game all of a sudden. Leiden goes just over the right shoulder of Michael Cacchetti. Nazareth has to wake back up. What was a 9-goal lead is down to 5, a 4-goal run to start the second half for Cabrini. Wave off the penalty with the score. And we'll take a look at this from another angle. This was actually the penalty. And yeah, that was unnecessary roughness. No, that will not be. We'll keep the penalty. So not only do you have the goal, but now Cabrini with the man-up chance if they can win this face-off. Big, big face-off for Drew Simoneau here with Nazareth down a man and having seen a 9-goal lead, shrunk down to 5. Ball on the ground, and Cimino, when you need him, he wins them. Now, got to play keep away. Not a good pass, but fortunate are the Golden Flyers that Hafel backed it up. On the run, Kyle Fanning thought about the shot. You want to work off this penalty right now. And Luke Wooter says, nope, I'm going to go find some space. I'm going to camp out. I'm going to force the issue. 35 seconds left on the man. As Nazareth holds on to it. And now just running around is Nick Arnold. Ticking that clock down. Beats a double team. But whistle. Ball goes the other way. Back to Cabrini, however knocked out ever so briefly. Ball comes out, and it's still on the ground, and the Golden Flyers at least had it. Now Sobieski picks it up for the Cavaliers. Still 10 seconds, little unsettled, but it's a 2-on-4, and Sobieski says, nope, those aren't good numbers. That's going to kill off the penalty, but Cabrini has the ball back in a 9-4 game. Chance to make it just a 4-goal game here. Trying to do something fancy there with Sobieski. Lost it going up. Ball still on the ground being battled for. This is on the run. Now if Nazareth picks it up, they could be going towards the cage, but a good job done by the Cavaliers to hold on to the ball. Nice effort from Patrick Nolan to maintain possession. He gets it ahead. Cabrini. Practically non-existent in the first half. Now, all of a sudden, playing with all sorts of life here in half number two. Approaching 6 minutes to play. Tyler Johnston fires high, backed up, stays with Cabrini. Chance to make it a 9-5 game. It's like it's been a brand new game here in half number two. It's like the teams changed jerseys. So dominant was Nazareth, it was 9-0. And as I joked, it felt like it could have been 900-0. They were so good in half number one. That shot blocked down. Don't know exactly how Alvord thought he was going to get that one through. The answer was he wasn't. Vincent Lascalzo with a good block of that shot. And thinking about the shot, instead deciding to pass and off the stick of Tyler Johnston. And that's a turnover scooped up by Cucchetti. So a good stop from Nazareth. First killing the penalty and then coming away with the turnover as momentum certainly was on the side of the Cavaliers. They're able to take it back and they will now try to clear, get set up on the attack and look for their first goal of half number two. Matt O'Neill pulls it up. It's going to come all the way back out to Matt McDermott. Matt McDermott in no rush. Waits for the switch, and Dan O'Brien's got it. Dan O'Brien loses his stick. The ball was on the ground. Really smart job done by Troy Hafel to pick it up. But that ball's going to go the other way, and to Cabrini. Cabrini on a 4-goal run right now. This was a laugher. Cabrini is trying to make it a game again. That shot off the stick of Sobieski somehow gets past Cucchetti. I'm not sure he saw it. Sobieski's first goal of the day, 15th of the season. And ladies and gentlemen, surprise, surprise, we have a lacrosse game once again. 4:24 to play in quarter number three. Sobieski's 15th of the year. And Cucchetti didn't even react to it until it was in the back of the net. Didn't even jump until that ball was already touching twine. 9-5 game with 4:24 to play. Make it 16 points on the year for Sobieski with that unassisted goal. My, oh my, has this one gotten interesting all of a sudden. We were wondering what we were going to talk about here in the second half. What we're going to talk about is close lacrosse game. Anybody's game at the moment. 9-5. Nazareth wins another faceoff. They got to stem the tide here. They've got to stop this train that is rolling for Cabrini. Need to come away with a goal. to at least pause the momentum that the Cavaliers have built up. Kyle Fanning thought about going for a run there. Wasn't a great look. So he peels it back out to the corner of the box. Showing patience with Carter Truche on him. Gets it back in the middle of the field, but not able to get it off the stick was Matt O'Neill. And Cabrini can go the other way once again. 3:30 to play here in quarter number three. All Cabrini in the third quarter of this one. Setting up on the attack once again. Spin move, Sobieski. Good defense, relentless there. It was his Chasteen not giving any space. However, Mike Lydon gets that one from just a few meters out. He turns, he shoots. He's got three in this quarter alone. It's a 9-6 game now. And we see on the replay, Lydon will get the ball off the give and go. Little bit of a jump to get some momentum into that shot. Swings it past Kachidi to the right of Kachidi and into the corner of the net. 9-6 game. Nazareth's big lead. It was 9-0. It's now just a three-goal advantage with 3:07 here to play in quarter number three. That ball picked up by Simoneau, but he airmails that pass. Quick turnover back to the Cavaliers, and boy, Nazareth is playing tight. As they watch this lead dwindle, the Cavaliers playing with house money, and the number 10 team in the country has completely woken up from their slumber here in the second half of this game. Sobieski's been very good operating the offense from behind the cage. This one comes over to Cole Campbell. Cole Campbell to Mike Lydon. Lydon's going to get it back. Two defenders slide towards him. Bit of a zone right now for Nazareth. Comes all the way back out to Lydon up top. Lydon started thinking about going to his right. Thought better of it. Went to his left. This time he'll come to his right, to Cole Campbell. Campbell get it behind the cage. Sobieski had space, but that one got knocked down right on the doorstep. Kachidi's going to be able to get this one out of here. So a good chance from Sobieski to cut the lead down to two. Unable to convert it. Now Nazareth once again trying desperately to find their 10th goal of the game. They've been stuck on nine since they were still a few minutes to play in the second quarter. And at the time, you didn't think it was the end of the world that they weren't adding to it because the game was such a blowout. But now you're starting to wonder if Nazareth's not going to regret a couple of those possessions at the end of the first half. McDermott from well behind the cage, working a two-man game with Hafel. Hafel's got Lydon on him. Lydon's been strong on both sides today. Hafel goes back to the left, tried to get in the middle of the field, just did not have his timing with Wooters. Ball still on the ground, and it comes away to the Cavaliers. Again, a big defensive stop. This time, Brian Kittredge comes away with the ground ball. He needs some help in getting it back over. He's going to find the help he needs. Lydon, three goals here in quarter number three alone. Under a minute to play in the third quarter. Evan Alvord. Now he swings it over to Lydon. Just over 30 seconds to play. Cabrini with a tremendous third quarter to find themselves right back into this game. They could make it a two-goal game if they could capitalize on this possession. Low shot, not backed up. It was Sobieski who took it. It was a tough shot from a tough angle. If you take that shot, you certainly want to have someone there to back it up. He did not. 15 seconds left. See if Nazareth has anything to do. No. That ball intercepted. Still 10 seconds, but a bad pass. And that will probably about do it as McDermott goes and scoops the ground ball up. He'll lob it towards the cage. And one more shot. Did that beat the buzzer? It did. Wow. In such an important situation, Luke Wooters gets that shot from the half-court pass, or half-field, midfield pass. I'm thinking basketball, March Madness on my mind. And Luke Wooters on the lob from McDermott. McDermott all the way into in front of the cage. Wooters waiting for it, turns around, has to get out of his stick quickly, does just that to beat Jake Reynolds. Fourth goal on the day for Wooters. He's now got 16 on the season. Give the assist to McDermott, his first of the day. And I know they got outscored 6-1 in that quarter. And are the officials allowing the goal or not? Be sure to visit the they haven't put it up on the scoreboard yet. I guess let's go to break and get this one figured out, shall we? Let's go to break. We think, indeed, finally up on the board. There you go, 10-6 game in favor of Nazareth. Quarter number four is on the way. This is the Green Turtle Mustang Classic with SFMSports.net.
Are you going to kill someone tonight? Drunk drivers do every night. Maryland law enforcement agencies are stopping drunk drivers in your community with sobriety checkpoints and intense patrols. It's Checkpoint Strike Force. So drive sober and always wear your seatbelt. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Visit CheckpointStrikeForce.net for more information.
Sponsored by the Maryland State Highway Administration and this station.
The NCAA would like to recognize Division III student-athletes who follow their passions and discover their potential in the pursuit of academic excellence. They're encouraged to engage in all aspects of the collegiate experience while participating in highly competitive athletic programs. Division III student-athletes dedicate themselves to become successful citizens and responsible leaders. Division III. Discover. Develop. Dedicate.
This is the Green Turtle Classic, powered by SFMSports.net.
Back here at Mustang Stadium, as I was starting to say before we went to break, at the end of the third, hard to imagine a team being outscored 6-1 in a quarter, but yet the one being the biggest, and yet somehow, some way, you're not going to see a lot of goals like the one that Nazareth just scored in the final 3 seconds of the quarter. Matt McDermott just tosses the ball towards the cage. Luke Wooters waiting for it, able to get it home as time expired in quarter number three to extend their lead back to 10-6 and finally put a stop to a six-goal run that Cabrini put together there in the third quarter and make it a four-goal game once again. In that third quarter, 11 shots for the Cavaliers, just three for the Golden Flyers, an 11-10 advantage in ground balls as well. Five faceoff wins still for Drew Simoneau to just two for Dineno and the Cavaliers. Clears, Cabrini was 6-6, just 3-4 in the third for Nazareth. And the Golden Flyers had six turnovers, uncharacteristic to just three for the Cavaliers in quarter number three. But they still have a 10-6 lead. And such a big goal before the end of the quarter there to make it a 10-6 game. Nazareth now trying to add to it, using that as momentum. Troy Hafel comes around, fakes to his left and goes, or to his right, then goes back to his left. Wasn't there, so he gives it to Will Fallow. A fake there, kind of a hidden ball type of gem. And they're going to get the stall warning here. Luke Wooters moves to his left. Now he slides it over and a good shot, but high. Good space and a good decision, it certainly appeared, to pull the trigger on that one from Dan O'Brien. And it was backed up by the Golden Flyers, so they'll maintain possession. Will Fallow, 13.5 to play here in quarter number four. Cabrini scored so many goals in a hurry that you imagine that by no stretch of the imagination are they out of this one. Dan O'Brien charging hard to his right, eventually pulls up, goes back to the left, takes a shot from well out. And it was deflected. It will go out to Cabrini. So the Cavaliers take over here, 13-13 to play. in quarter number four, Cabrini scored the first six goals of the second half. They got it back within three at 9-6. They had a chance just before the half to get another goal and make it 9-7. Instead, a tremendous final second play by the Golden Flyers extended the lead back to 10-6. So Cabrini's got to go back to work. For all of the work they did in the third to get back into it, it's still a four-goal game. Tyler Johnston right now operating. Didn't like what he saw, but he'll get it back from Jake Donahoe. And that's going to be goal number seven on the day for Cabrini. And it's a three-goal game once again with 12:32 to play. Sobieski, as we watch on the replay, it was a quick decision. Johnston right into Sobieski. He goes behind the back. Nifty-looking goal. His second of the day. That's his 16th goal of the season. Tyler Johnston gets his first assist of the game, his fifth of the year. And once again, three-goal lead, 10-7. Nazareth ahead of Cabrini here. Setting up for potentially a very good finish to this one after we could have never expected this to get this interesting when it was 9-0 midway through the second quarter. Nazareth gets possession off the faceoff. Contact to the head. That'll draw the flag. Cabrini, that's a killer for a team trying to mount the comeback. You just can't give away man-up opportunities and chances to milk the clock here. Like the one that Nazareth's going to get right now. Kyle Fanning thinking about it. Doesn't like what he sees. Comes back out to the edge of the box. Fanning directing the offense. Now moving behind the cage, near the back line. There's a switch, and Fanning tried to take advantage of the switch, tried to use his momentum. He steps in the crease in the process. Stepping in the crease will allow the officials to announce what the penalty is and to put Nazareth on the man up here with 11:41 to play in the fourth quarter. As we watch the penalty once more, it came right off the flip, and that was an easy call. You see Drew Simoneau just says, pretty sure that was to my head. And he was right. And so for 60 seconds, Nazareth on the man up here. And it'll be interesting to see if they try to stay aggressive. They were very aggressive in the first half. Did not see quite as much in quarter number three as Cabrini began mounting their comeback. And Nazareth right now content, working the clock. 30 seconds gone in the man up, still 30 more. Will Fallow behind the cage. He slides it over to Troy Hafel. Hafel's going to bring it back up the top to McDermott. McDermott flips it. It gets to Wooters. Wooters back to McDermott. He fakes left and has the ball checked away from him. He had his entire stick checked away from him. He's trying to pick up his stick. The ball's not there. This is going to be a big penalty kill for Cabrini as it will get back to Jake Reynolds. That will do it. Big man down spot for the Cavaliers. And with 10.5 minutes to play, if they can complete this clear, indeed they will, although Cole Campbell finds some trouble. One on three, poked away. Nice play by Nazareth when everything was going the way of the Cavaliers to get the ball back. Good job done there. Hafel back the middle of the field to Matt O'Neill. Matt O'Neill at the edge of the box. Thought about another pass, instead holds on to it, creates some space, and lobs it in towards Hafel. He'll come back to O'Neill, and O'Neill will send it over on the lob to Kyle Fanning. Fanning charges into the box, where he slows things down once again, under 10 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. Fanning trying to go towards the cage, draws the flag. Jake Reynolds makes the save. And they're going to go on the man up again. Will Nazareth here with 9:46 to play in the fourth quarter, as we'll watch on the replay. Fanning on the drive. And it looked like maybe it was a hook. We'll see what the actual call is here in a second. It's going to be another 60-second man-up chance for the Golden Flyers.
And last out with number 37, Cole Campbell. Cross-check to the head.
Yeah, and Campbell called for the cross-check to the head. And that's why we're here. Man up for Nazareth. 460 seconds. The only goal they've scored in the second half was the one at the buzzer at the end of the third quarter. It was a big one. But Cabrini has shown themselves very capable of scoring goals in a hurry. So I think if you're Nazareth, you cannot possibly think that you can just sit on 10 and enjoy a victory. I think you got to believe you've got more work to do. Joe Eiskan on the field. We haven't seen a ton of him today. And already 30 seconds off this man-up chance. Just nothing going for Nazareth. They're still just content to toss the ball around, waiting for a shot. Luke Wooters, there comes a shot. It's knocked down. Ice can't. Now back in the middle of the field, and O'Neal, huge off the rebound from the feed from Hafel. O'Neal with his first goal of the day, his sixth goal of the season. Hafel with his third assist on the game. Make it an 11-7 Nazareth lead. And a big one there is Cabrini is trying to inch back into this one step by step. Saw off the rebound. Hafel gets it back into the middle of the field, and O'Neal's waiting for him. And the 5'11 junior buries it for his first goal of the day. 11-7 your score. We'll go back to the faceoff X for Drew Semino. Against Deneno. And this was unreleasable, so it's still a man-up situation for Nazareth for the next 16 seconds if Semino can get a quick face-off victory. Ball remains on the ground. Semino scoops it ahead. And we'll see if they try to go unsettled with still 10 seconds on the man up. Semino takes it all the way in. Save made by Reynolds. Now just 5 seconds left on the man up, and it seems as though Nazareth will be content to hold on to possession. And we will be even back up with 8:45 to play. But now Nazareth thinking about the clock, thinking about the position they have themselves in the game, despite the fact they weren't able to maintain their 9-goal lead at the half. Still have a chance to finish off a victory, and you got to be smart in the decisions that you make in the fourth quarter in order to do that. Working with it on the near side of the field is Hafel. Hafel brings it back to the middle to McDermott. McDermott sends it over to O'Brien on the other side. O'Brien charges left, in on the goal, goes low. Jake Reynolds, he has done a really nice job for the Cavaliers since he came off the bench. Makes another save there. 8 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. And Cabrini needs the clear here. Needs to get this one onto the attacking side of the field as they need some goals. Dug themselves quite the hole today. Did a good job of getting back into it. That one left on the ground. And a chance for a turnover here for Nazareth, and they get it. That could be massive. Big hit, however. Sobieski knocked the ball back out. And Cabrini gets another opportunity here on the attack. The failed clear actually turns into a really good situation for them as they were going nowhere on the clear attempt. Leiden was going nowhere there. He had Donahoe right in front of the goal. Couldn't connect on the pass. Able to hold on to it are the Cavaliers. 7:10 to play. Sobieski charges around. Tries to go low on the shot. Who's going to back it up? It will stay with the Cavaliers as Tyler Johnston ran it down. But that was an interesting foot race between he and Michael Cicchetti, the goalie for Nazareth. Under 7 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. Second game of a triple header today in the Green Turtle Mustang Classic with SFMSports.net. Leiden lined up the shot, didn't take it. Instead to Sobieski. Sobieski goes low on a bouncer. He's got the hat trick. It's a 3-goal game once again. Leiden's second assist. He's now got 12 on the day. And 5-point day for Lydon, 29 points on the year. Sobieski, he's got the hat trick, much like Mike Lydon. Sobieski now with 17 goals on his senior campaign and 18 points. 6:37 to play in the fourth quarter. Cabrini's still very much in this one. It's an 11-8 game. Again, coming up a little bit later on the night, the hosts of this event, Stevenson, they will take on Cortland in our third game of our triple header today. Drew Simoneau, every time you've needed him, he's come away with a faceoff victory. Unsettled, Wooters fires. Big save, Jake Reynolds. Oh, he's been good since he came off the bench. The freshman from Massachusetts, not fazed at all by the deficit his team was facing, not fazed at all by the big event here, the Mustang Classic, the Green Turtle Mustang Classic. He has just been big, but the clearing has not been big, and that ball's on the ground again, and a chance for Nazareth to come away with the turnover. Whistle. Loose ball push goes the way of the Golden Flyers. And that's a big failed clear there for Cabrini. Jake Reynolds comes up with such a massive save in transition, and they can't do anything with it. Under 6 minutes to play. Troy Hafel wants to be patient. Should be patient. Clock's a friend. Three-goal game, not over. And that charge, nothing going for Cameron Fry, but he will work with it behind the cage. Now wandering to his right, to the far side of the field. Kyle Fanning's got it. He fakes a spin move and continues to work back the middle of the field, and he'll bed back the midfield circle. Now he's going to charge in. First to the right, now to the left. He slides the pass over. It's going to come all the way back around the cage to Cameron Fry. Cameron Fry to Hafel. Hafel to the edge of the box. Crowd, the supporters of Cabrini want a stall warning, and they'll get one. Back up to Cameron Fry. Jake Reynolds saw that one all the way into his stick. 4:45 to play. Cabrini needs a clear here. Nazareth back on the ride. The Cavaliers running out of space to work with. Jake Reynolds has come all the way up to try to help with the clear. Risks turning the ball over with a bad pass. Mike Lydon trying to get it across midfield. Will, he's got a one-on-one now. As he heads towards the box, getting pestered, but holding on to the ball. And now a timeout, smartly taken by the Cavaliers and the head coach Steve Colfer as they got possession of that one. We'll take a break, 4:15 to play. It is a game, just a three-goal advantage for Nazareth over Cabrini. This is the Green Turtle Mustang Classic with SFMSports.net.
Division 3 allows you to give yourself to other things.
Having that free time allows me to pursue the things that I want to pursue.
Division 3 athletics affords students the opportunity to, you know, engage in the other interests in their campus and in their lives outside of that sport. It allows you to
just be able to do everything you want to do.
I wouldn't change it for the world.
This is the Green Turtle Classic, powered by SFMSports.net.
And back here at the Green Turtle Mustang Classic with SFMSports.net, I am Glenn Clark. Surprisingly set up for a good finish. We would not have expected this when it was a 9-0 game at the half. Nazareth on top, and nothing going the way of the Cabrini Cavaliers in the first half. But they have outscored their opponents. Cabrini has 8-2 here in the second half and is now just an 11-8 game. The Cavaliers have the ball back and an opportunity to maybe make it a two-goal game. Decidedly unexpected. That shot blocked. Picked back up. Opportunity for Sobieski. He'll give it back to Lydon behind the cage. Lydon briefly saw something. And probably a wise decision there, as it just wasn't there for Evan Alvord. Ball stays with the Cavaliers. Cole Campbell working to his right, back the middle of the field, on the run. He's got time to fire. He's got time to go low. He's got time to get his first goal of the game. He's got time to make it an 11-9 game. 11-9. Nazareth remains on top. And that's just a very, very good job done there by Cole Campbell on the wraparound, going low to make it a two-goal advantage. 3:43 still to play. The one area that's been problematic for Cabrini has remained the face-off X, where Drew Simoneau has been dominant today for Nazareth. And these are now really key face-offs, as nothing else has gone the way of the Golden Flyers late. Drew Simoneau still fighting for this one, getting harassed, trying to pick it up. That ball goes over the line and goes back to Cabrini. 3:31 to play. The Cavaliers trying to pull off a very improbable comeback. Trail by two. Charging in now. Tons of momentum. The only question is if there's enough time for them to complete this at this point. You would imagine if this game continued for another, the fifth quarter, Cabrini could win by maybe as much as five with all the momentum they're playing with right now. But they only got 3 minutes, and they've got to get two more. That one comes into the middle, and a huge save for Caccini. What a big save off that close-in shot from Oliver, and now Cabrini's going to take some chances to force a turnover. Oh, my. Caccini comes up so big for the Golden Flyers, and they needed it the most to try to hold on. On the other side, trying to settle in, work the clock, are the Flyers trying to survive after a furious comeback from Cabrini here in the second half. Still work to do. McDermott goes to the middle of the field. Ball's on the ground, but Matt O'Neill's going to pick it up. Nazareth maintains possession, approaching 2 minutes to play. Nazareth not in a hurry, of course not. They just want the time off the clock and to go back to the locker rooms and celebrate holding on and getting a victory today. Good run here by Hafel. Hafel back out to the middle of the field. Stall warning on for the Golden Flyers. 1:42 to play in the fourth. Getting doubled and losing it is Hafel. Ball still on the ground. Who's going to come up with it? Somehow keeping it in, but tossing it over to the other side of the field and no one home. Cabrini's going to get the ball back. 1:29 to play. 1:29 left in this one. Timeout will be taken. I assume that timeout was taken by Steve Colfer. We'll stay right here. Visit the Owings Mills Green Turtle, just 10 minutes away from Mustang Stadium during this weekend's Classic. Show your ticket to the server and get $5 off your purchase of $25 or more. The Owings Mills Green Turtle is located at 2 Restaurant Drive South. The Green Turtle combines comfort food, a casual atmosphere, and a sports bar theme where families, friends, and fans of all ages feel at home. Suggestion? Get here for the Stevenson game. And then when that game's over, go to the Green Turtle in Owings Mills. You can watch some college basketball. Maryland plays the late game tonight. And you can take those $5 off your purchase of $25 or more while you hang out and watch the basketball and eat some good food after watching a good lacrosse game here. Just a suggestion. Again, as always, when you do it, make sure you thank your good friend Glenn Clark. 1:29 to play. Two-goal game. Cabrini trailing Nazareth, but they have charged back from a 9-0 deficit. They were down 9-0 at the half. They've managed to make it a two-goal game again. Can they finish the comeback? Time right now not on their side. They need to operate quickly. Need a score. They need to figure out a way to finally come away with the faceoff. Drew Simoneau has been outstanding. Clear is not coming easy right now finally send it across. That ball knocked down and taken away by the Golden Flyers. They have been so good on the ride today. And now Hafel will go back to work on the clock. 1 minute to play in the fourth quarter. Hafel being doubled, somehow holding on to the ball. Gets it over to the other side of the field. Less than a minute to play. Wooters sends it back in. Goalie out of position, Jake Reynolds. Hafel thought about a shot. There were three guys on him. There was a timeout called, a hit that came after the timeout. We don't see any flags on the field. We'll stay right here. 46.3 seconds to play. Nazareth coach Rob Randall called the timeout. Smart decision to hold on to the ball. And you just want to continue to work the clock. And we'll watch this again as Hafel got popped, held on to the ball. Timeout taken, and he gets popped again. And I get that you don't want a call to be the difference in the game here in the closing seconds. And perhaps, I don't want to accuse anyone of everyone, of anything. Carter Truchet may very well have just not heard the whistle there. But that is awfully dicey and very risky in that moment. Here's where we are, 11-9 game, Nazareth ball, trying to work the final 46.3 seconds off the clock and improve to 5-2 on the season. They had a 9-0 lead at the half. It was 9-6 late in the third quarter after a great charge from Cabrini. But a huge, huge goal scored by Wooters at the buzzer. At the end of the third quarter, somehow sneaking it in just before the final ticks went off the clock there at the end of quarter number three, made it a 10-6 game after outscoring the Flyers 6-1 in the third quarter. Cabrini has outscored them again 3-1 here in the fourth quarter, but it's still a two-goal game. Hafel will be immediately doubled. As he triggers this one in off the restart, he's got to find someone who is open. It's not going to be easy to do with 46.3 seconds left on the clock because goalie Jake Reynolds, the freshman who replaced starter Tyler Morrill in the first half of this one, is out of the cage. That ball swung across the field, no one home, and so Cabrini will get it back. 42.1 seconds to play, but they got to go in a hurry, and clears have not come easy for them today. Back to Jake Reynolds. They got to get the ball ahead somehow, some way. They can't score from this distance. Reynolds leaves it off. Now on the run. An opportunity for Mike Lydon. He charges towards the cage. Pulls up. Sends it into Sobieski. Sobieski goes low. Huge stop for Kachidi. Nazareth comes away with the ball. Can they hold on to it? Is that going to go out? It will go out. It'll stay with Cabrini, but just 15.3 seconds to play here. On the restart, Cavaliers need a shot. Gut ball is going to be knocked down, and the Golden Flyers are going to hang on. Certainly wouldn't have imagined it being this close when it was a 9-0 game at the half. But for Nazareth, that doesn't matter. All that matters is the final score and the fact that they improved to 5-2 on the season. Two massive two-goal wins for the Golden Flyers this weekend here at the Green Turtle Mustang Classic. They beat Dickinson yesterday. They knock off number 10 Cabrini today. Again, we don't crown a champion here at this tournament, but what a statement Cabrini has made in winning two games here at the Green Turtle Mustang Classic with SFMSports.net. We'll come back in. We'll go over the second half highlights. Many more for Cabrini, just not quite enough to come back and win. Plus, we'll take a final look at the stats as we wind down the all-access post-game show coming up, the Green Turtle Mustang Classic with SFMSports.net.
This season, never miss a single goal with the Mustang Sports Network.
Taylor Morgan, transfer out of Maryland. We're right down the middle. He shoots and scores!
watch all men's and women's lacrosse home games live at GoMustangSports.com. If you can't be near a computer, listen on your mobile device. Just visit SFMSports.net and tap on Listen Live. After the game, come back for our post-game chats with the coaches and student athletes.
You got Pat Cannon back with Stephen Bannick. They do a lot of the same things.
Pat's just a goal scorer. You know, he makes plays and stuff, and he's able to finish from tough angles and feed, and he's just such a tough guard.
The Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Division III schools offer academic scholarships instead of athletic scholarships. This really puts the focus that the student athlete needs to maintain that GPA.
I did receive a non-athletic scholarship upon entering school.
I got the presidential scholarship, which was huge for me.
I think there's more opportunities for academic scholarships in Division III. A lot of people pick schools just based on the sport and don't get that experience.
Being a Division III athlete and developing my leadership skills has definitely put my name out there and helped me get more recognition on campus, but more recognition nationwide. I did win the Jostens Trophy, which is based on leadership, academics, and then how well you do on the court.
I'm also the Schwartz Scholar of my class. Schwartz Scholarship is basically a scholarship that is given to a student who's identified as a likely leader.
At the end of the day, it won't matter how they play on the field, it will matter how they do in the classroom.
Green light. Hey girl, school zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is the Green Turtle Classic on the Mustang Sports Network. Now, back to the press box for game highlights and a final breakdown of the stats.
An 11-9 win for Nazareth today over number 10 Cabrini. Maybe not exactly how they drew it up, but a win is a win. As we know, Glenn Clark back with you post-game here on the for the Green Turtle Classic with SFMSports.net. Let's take a look at our second half highlights from this one. And no highlights from Cabrini in the first half. A bunch in the second half. When Mike Lydon got him on the board here, assisted by Cole Campbell to make it a 9-1 game, you thought, oh, it's good. Glad to see they're involved in this game. Who knew what was to come from there? Next, Magnani from Nick Voss, 9-2 game. Then Tyler Johnston from Leiden, 9-3 game. Suddenly they're on to something. Next one, Mike Leiden again. His second goal of the second half. See it develop. Fires it home to the back corner, 9-4 game. More to come. Sobieski, unassisted. Wraparound goes high, 9-5 game. Leiden again. Give him the hat trick, this time from Tyler Johnston. You see him go into the middle of the field. Leiden releases, and it was a 9-6 game. But this, maybe the biggest play of the second half. As time was expiring, McDermott picks it up and just fires it the length of the field. Luke Wooters waiting in front of the cage, gets it past Jake Reynolds with less than a second to play in the third quarter. Made it a 10-6 advantage. From there, Cabrini still had work to do. Sobieski would score again here. Nifty, low behind the back shot there. It would make it a 10-7 game. Sobieski would make it 11-8 by going low on the assist from Leiden. Cole Campbell would get another one, and it would be an 11-9 game at this point. Still plenty of time, over 3 minutes to play, but Kachidi would come up so big for the Golden Flyers late, making a couple of big saves, including that one right on the doorstep. He'd gobble it up, and they would hold on, Nazareth would, for an 11-9 victory as they improved to 5-2 on the season with a couple of wins this weekend here in Owings Mills. Let's take a look at our final stats as we prepare to get out of here and make way for Stevenson and Cortland coming up tonight. Nazareth wins the shooting contest. They get 32 shots off, just 25 for Cabrini. 39 ground balls to 20, so nearly double in the ground ball department. Here's where the game really was determined. 17 faceoff victories for Drew Simoneau to just 6 for the Cavaliers. 14 turnovers to 18 for the Cavaliers. Nazareth was called for just one penalty, 3 for Cabrini. 1 of 4 on the man up were the Golden Flyers. 0 of 1 on the man up for the Cavaliers. It all adds up to an 11-9 win for Nazareth today. We're going to have plenty more of this game available for you at sfmsports.net as we will talk to the coaches post-game and get that posted up. But we need to turn things over for the final game of the Green Turtle Mustang Classic with sfmsports.net. Stevenson and Cortland, teams warming up on the field right now. Sid, Coach Sloff, and MC will be back with you right here on the Mustang Sports Network, powered by sfmsports.net, to take you home tonight. For the crew here at Stevenson University, for our producer Steve Clendenin, I am Glenn Clark. I've had a wonderful time out here at this event. Thanks to Stevenson. Thanks to the Green Turtle for making it happen. Again, Nazareth beats Cabrini 11-9. Stay tuned. Stevenson, Cortland next. It's the Green Turtle Mustang Classic with sfmsports.net.
This presentation of the Green Turtle Classic has been brought to you by the Mustang Sports Network, the official broadcast network of Stevenson Athletics. Visit sfmsports.net to watch post-game interviews with the coaches and to listen to game archives.